Well, we have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Glenda Ferrier, the CEO of Cass Incorporated, is in with us this morning. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Jim. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You don't look 35.
Yeah, I don't feel 35 either.
Well, Glenda's not 35. Cass Incorporated, however, is turning 35 years old as of this Saturday, September 1st. That's a pretty big deal.
It really is a big deal when you think about it. A lot's happened in 35 years. Lots of changes.
When you go back and look through some of the archives of all the changes, there have been staff changes, the people you serve, of course, change all the time. You've got facilities changes. I mean, it's amazing in just 35 short years how many of those changes have happened, not once, but many times over.
Boy, it is. It's, you know, it's so simple back then, I think, and I kind of jokingly laugh with some of our staff that, you know, we're always saying, oh, boy, ain't it awful, you know, ain't it awful, all these things we're challenged with, and I think every business does that, and I remember we used to do that, you know, way back when and think it was, ain't it awful. It was very simple back in those days.
Well, when Cass Incorporated got its start initially, I mean, a lot of people for a long, long time thought of Cass Incorporated as that's the place where we redeem our cans.
Right.
Well, of course, that changed over time and stuff, too, but that wasn't the way it started.
No, it actually got started because a bunch of people in the community were responding to then-Governor Ray's challenge to bring people home from state institutions. And so all over Iowa, there were communities were getting together trying to decide what they wanted to do for their people, that their citizens that were living in places like Glenwood and Woodward. So our community got together, and lots and lots of people, teachers and pastors and families and so on, and came up with they wanted to do a meaningful day program for folks. And that's how we got started, and they brought a number of people home from Glenwood, particularly in our area, and then also to keep people who had left their educational programs out at Pimosa, gone through the public school system, they wanted to be sure that those folks, when they didn't have a place to stay anymore, would have someone to be watching out for them and that they wouldn't have to go to the institution. So we got started in that capacity, and initially we just did activities and classes. And then the first work contract that we did was we refinished furniture. And that's how we got started back in 77. That was in 1979 when the can and bottle bill came into being, that we got into can redemption, as did many, many organizations across the state.
Well, it's amazing how things have changed over time, but it really is the incorporation of things like this was really an attitude change in the industry. Because a lot of times, people who needed these types of services were taken out of the mainstream. They were pushed off somewhere else. They were dealt with in other places. Well, now the attitude, and from this point on, the attitude has been that, you know, why? What is the point? I mean, why can't they be productive members of society just like the rest of us? We all have our niche, and that's kind of what they're doing. And you folks helping them do is to try to find that niche.
Right. That's probably one of the biggest things that shifted in 35 years. Instead of us being the folks that, you know, are the experts and we know what to tell you to do with your life, you know, that's just not right. You know, now we're just here to help people realize what their dreams and goals are and to help them to have a fully participatory life, you know, in the community of their choice. And that's, you know, that's pretty much what we do. We support people in working in the community and living in the community and giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of people look at just the name Cass Incorporated and they just assume it has something to do with Cass County, but CASS means something.
Originally, the folks that put it together back in 1977 were playing on the fact that we are in Cass County.
Right.
It's our legal name is Center for the Advancement of Self-Sufficiency Incorporated. And that's pretty long to spell. Costs a lot to write it out on the side of your building. So we just went to CASS, all capitals, Incorporated.
You bet. And then that even is even changed over time. The mission is the same, but the types of services that are provided have branched out quite a bit over time. I mean, from the supported employment situations that folks were having to try to find folks and place them in jobs in the community, and now even offering opportunities for them to live in different locations instead of just in dormitories and things.
Right. Yeah. That's again going with that whole theme of, you know, living fully active and participatory lives. You know, we help people to find jobs, you know, regular jobs out in the community, like everybody else can do, and find out what their interests are, and get with potential employer, and you know, work out that relationship, and then you know, teach people how to do that job, and then we fade away as they learn it. in the residential side of it, you know, we the people that we serve, they're the ones that either own their own homes or rent their own homes or, you know, get pick their roommates, whatever. But we just provide the support staff to allow them to be able to make that happen. We have we're serving about 70 people residentially right now, just living in their own homes. And it's kind of cool because, you know, they have their own staff, and sometimes it may be an hour a day or sometimes it may be 10 hours a day they need. I mean, just everybody's got their own individual need. So whatever it takes for them to be successful. And the big picture is that, you know, doing these community-based services is just a whole heck of a lot cheaper than, you know, serving somebody in institutions or, you know, out in some kind of congregate care. Plus, you know, it's just the right thing to do. I mean, it's what we all do.
Absolutely. Well, and are there still some misperceptions by the public, though, about some of the services that are provided, about the folks that you serve?
I don't think as much as there used to be. But, you know, I think sometimes maybe, you know, I think once people get to know some of the people that we serve, those misperceptions go away, you know, or any biases or preconceived notions, whatever, you know, it's like anything, you know, and once you get to know somebody or something on a personal level, then it's no longer scary or, you know, intimidating or whatever. But I think nowadays, you know, I often tell the story because, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but I often tell the story when I was a kid, I went to country school, and when those closed and we ended up going to the town school, across the driveway from my school was this private little building that nobody ever got to go into. And I was sent over one day with a note, and it was just full of kids, like, you know, in beds and wheelchairs. And it was scary because I'd never seen anything like that. And back in those days, they worked really hard to keep people separate, you know. And nowadays, you see people with disabilities everywhere. And, you know, really, we all have disabilities of some sort. You know, they may be able to be seen by others. They may just be something we're aware of. But, you know, we're all on some scale of continuum, you know. So it's not really so much people with disabilities anymore. It's just people with various challenges. And we're all out in the community, and we're all trying to make it a great place.
How long have you been with CAS Incorporated?
Oh, my goodness, a long time. Let's see, since 1989 as director, and I was there 5 years before that with a year off, so whatever that adds up to be.
Yeah, enough.
not quite enough, but, you know, I still love it. I mean, it's still a great place. We have a great work culture. We have wonderful staff. You know, it's a very meaningful place to be, and you really feel like what you do makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, like everywhere else, you do have staff turnover here and mm-hmm. there at different times, but you have some really long-term staff out there. Why?
I think it's the culture, you know. It's, again, I mean, we don't really have much staff turnover. When we add staff, it's usually because we're expanding. We've just gone up to, I think, 92 staff here recently. So I think people come and they find that it's a great place to work. You know, one of the things that we hire to when we interview people, we really check out their capacity to love. And so, you know, we have these great people. Some of them are in second careers, you know. Some have retired from other things. And I think they just start telling their friends, and pretty soon that's just, you know, it just kind of, like the flywheel, just kind of picks up steam, and those are the kind of people that we have as our employees. And, you know, we don't really allow any toxic, you know, attitudes to come around. We deal with those right away, and hardly ever happens anymore, and it's, you know, it just keeps building. It's a good place.
The Atlantic community been pretty supportive over these 35 years?
Yeah, they've been really, really supportive, I think. You know, we try not to ask for much, you know, and so, but by the same token, we try to give back a lot, and I think they know who we are, and I really feel like if we'd ever have to ask for something, there'd be lots and lots and lots of friends out there, you know, for us. But that's just something we've just never done. It's just not been in our nature. But by the same token, they know who we are.
What's next at CAS Incorporated?
Oh, goodness. what's next? I think we'll just keep probably growing our residential programs. This summer we started an equine-assisted therapy, which is kind of cool. There's not really funding for that, so I don't know how it'll keep going. We also started the kind of a commercial garden, which is neat. So we've been selling fresh produce, and a lot of the people that we serve just love that. And we're going to expand on that next year. That's going to get bigger. Just, you know, we're doing a lot of volunteer activities where, again, people we serve, you know, pick the activities they want to be involved with. It's all optional. Nobody has to do that. And we're doing things like, you know, Meals on Wheels and reading to kids at the Wickman Center and planting flowers downtown and just, you know, tons of ways that we want people to know that, you know, life isn't free. It's all about, you know, giving back and giving back and giving back. And so they're loving that. So more of that, you know, just more of the same. Just keep building on it, I think.
Sometimes even in a small community, you drive by a facility all the time. You see it, you read the signs, you know what's there, but you don't really know what's inside.
Right.
And it's difficult to give tours and things all the time. But do you get folks who stop by once in a while and ask, what's this all about?
Yeah, we really don't, and we don't typically give tours. I mean, we can, but, you know, we just don't typically because, you know, people are there and working, and we just don't like to disturb that. But, you know, I always say that people don't really know about our organization until they have a need that involves our organization. And so until somebody has, you know, a person with a disability or a behavior challenge or whatever, you know, mental illness, whatever it would be, until they have a need for us, I don't think they pay much attention to us, you know. I think they know we've always been there and we'll probably always be there. But then when they come in, you know, we have people from other towns that come in and say, wow, I had no idea, you know. So, you know, I guess on some hands that's good, and on the other hand it's probably maybe not so good. But, you know, anybody would like to come out, we'd be glad to, you know, we'd be glad to show you around and tell you about what we do.
It's kind of like an umpire in baseball. If you don't hear their name at the end of the day, they must have been doing a great
job. That's right. That's very good.
Well, keep working hard, and someday somebody will be talking about your 70th anniversary.
Yeah.
Won't be me, but you and I won't be here.
But thanks, Jim.
35 years in service to the area here, Cass Incorporated, this week. A lot of good folks there, both as staff and as folks who work there every day. So make sure you tell those folks hi when you stop on by. They're an important part of the Atlantic and Cass County area. Glenda, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Me too.